This is 88.9 FM. I'm Tania Ortega Cowan. Vaccinating our dogs for rabies is routine here in the States, but in Africa and Asia, some 60,000 people die each year of rabies from dog bites. Nearly half are children under 15.
The people who take care of dogs in Africa are the children.
That's Dr. John Clark of the Community Veterinary Clinic in Vero Beach. In Central Africa, the dogs are usually not wild, but they do roam, and they typically belong to children.
Obviously, with the kids taking care of the dogs, they're the ones getting bit or licked, or, you know, and if you've just got an open wound and you get licked, such as exposure to rabies. And then when you don't.
John and his wife Rachel are on a mission to save human lives by eradicating rabies in dogs in Malawi, Central Africa, where John grew up. They just spent a week there in July vaccinating dogs, and they recorded sound just for us from one of their portable clinics. Caretakers and their dogs, tails wagging, are lined up in seemingly endless lines in an open field of damp red soil. The couple met in 2007 in the wilds of Africa when they worked together in a game park hosting safari guests. They got married, settled in Vero Beach, and opened the Community Veterinary Clinic in 2015. Last fall, they went back to Malawi and gave 500 dogs vaccines. Not including travel, it cost around $3,000 to pay for the staff of six in Malawi and to buy other supplies. That's when they met their mentor, Guy Palmer of Washington State University. He arranged to get them 15,000 vaccines through Merck, and that's worth thousands of dollars.
He said, let me see if I can help you out with vaccines, and he managed to get us 15,000 vaccines that we sourced in Africa, so we just had to get them from Tanzania to Malawi. So that was amazing. But all of a sudden, we went from 500 vaccines to 15,000 vaccines. We're sort of going, how on earth are we going to do this?
Well, they figured it out, and this past July, they ran four vaccine stations with a team of 40 for 1 week at a cost of $8,000. Each dog got a three-year vaccination and was marked with a safe, washable green paint. The teams then rode around in the mud and rugged terrain in the evenings on motorbikes, counting marked and unmarked dogs. Next time, they plan to add education to their mission.
When we arrived, we were talking to one of the government vets, and 2 days before, they'd lost a woman to rabies. And the description was quite violent. It didn't sound like a very pleasant experience for anybody involved. But they were, one of the guys was telling us that because of traditional beliefs, that if a dog bites you and then you go and take the fur of the dog and rub it on the wound, they think that they're going to be cured. So because of that belief, they're not seeking medicine.
For now, the Clarks plan to go back every year to stay on top of it. They want to create a model the government there can eventually take over and staff while they raise funds to keep it going. Next up, they'll give a free rabies vaccine clinic on World Rabies Day. That's September 28th at their office, 1849 20th Street in Vero Beach. Learn more, plus listen to more of our interview on how they met. It's hilarious, by following the links at WQCS.org. I'm Tania Ortega Cowan, 88.9 FM, NPR for the Treasure Coast.